Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Happy Wednesday, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. And you know what? Wednesdays are the best days because it is podcast day. I just want to say, I went to the Arnold this past weekend, and I want to kind of give a little recap because that was an absolute blast. But to all of you who came up to me and said that you were a fellow podcastee, just know how deep our love runs. I loved how many of you were podcast listeners and came up to say hi. I absolutely loved meeting so many of you. It's honestly a dream come true. Like, I don't feel like I get enough opportunities to be able to meet you guys face to face. Like, I wish I could do so many events and get to know you, like workout groups or whatever. So being able to actually have that opportunity, thanks to PE Science, to be able to meet you in person and hug and squeeze you, seriously made my day. That was for sure the highlight of my trip. So thank you everybody who we got to meet and share a moment together. That was really, really cool. Every single one of you were absolutely amazing, and you are amazing. I'll be honest, the weekend at the Arnold was an absolute blast. It was a little bit tiring. Like, we would stay up so late talking, me, Savannah, Millie, and then one night we stayed up with Erin, who is from TikTok. She's absolutely amazing. Absolutely loved her company and just meeting her and filming TikToks and everything together. She's absolutely amazing. But we would stay up so late every night and then have to wake up so early the next morning. And I was just like, ooh, it was getting a little bit hard. Definitely having a lack of sleep, and I'm still trying to catch back up on not really sleeping for quite some time. So, you know, it's taken me a little bit, get back into the routine, get back on, you know, a good schedule. But I was honestly just so stoked to go to the Arnold. At the Arnold, there were a lot of these like crazy events. There was like a slap fight. There was like medieval fighting. There were a lot of things other than like bodybuilding that I thought was super fascinating. And I need to post more of this in my story, in my vlog. I will have an entire like behind the scenes vlog coming up to just kind of get a whole recap of that week, definitely for memories, but also I feel like it's so fun to be able to bring you along through all of that. So it is now time for our review segment. I want to highlight a review at the beginning of every episode because it means the world to me, and I love you guys so much. So this review is from At Home Yogi, and it says, "My favorite fitness podcast. I never leave reviews, but I honestly owe Brittany so much. I actually found her via this podcast, and her infectious good humor and really practical approach to fitness really inspired me to pick up my fitness routine and get consistent. Since then, I have followed her on IG, YouTube, and I highly recommend. First of all, thank you so much. Your reviews seriously mean the world to me. So thank you anybody who has specifically gone out of their way to be able to write a review for this podcast or even give it a rating. So thank you. Big hugs. Freaking love you. And with that being said, let's hop into this episode. I am having Kelty O'Connor on, who is a YouTuber. I met her at the Gymshark Winnie Simmons pop-up, and we were able to have a lot of deep chats about setting boundaries, and I love a couple things that she specifically does in her life that I thought, you know what, this will be a really fun podcast episode, and I feel like it's really helpful for you guys to be able to hear from others. I do have some solo episodes coming up, as well as some episodes with Darian, so you have that to look forward to as well. So I really hope you enjoy enjoy this episode. Kelty is such a fun and bubbly personality. She is from Canada for all of my Canadians. And without further ado, let's bring Kelty onto the podcast. You guys, we're welcoming Kelty O'Connor to the podcast today. Round of applause.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. Kelty is such a fun person to talk to. Like you're just so fun. And we first met in LA at the Gymshark Whitney Simmons pop-up. I feel like I say that with a lot of the guests, but like that's the first time we meet in person where it's like, it's fun to continue to have conversations because it's like, we've already met before. So it's like,
it's so nice. Like it was just, and it's so funny where you're like, oh, I know so much about you, but then you haven't actually met in real life. But then like, you're just like instantly friends. Cause you're like, oh, I know so much about you. Skip the small talk. And it's just like friendship right away, which was just so fun. And like meeting everyone in real life. And I absolutely loved it. And like, you were like instant energy. There's some people you just meet and instantly it's just like my impulse. It's like, I just want to hug you. And like, you're 100% one of those people. So I absolutely loved it.
Dude, what? Thank you. I feel the same about you. Wait, are you wearing the new headphones?
Yeah. The Apple Max. They were, my boyfriend got them for my birthday for me. I know.
Okay. Spill the deets. Do you like them? Cause I've seen them all over TikTok.
I have like a love hate for them.
Okay.
Cause like, first of all, they are stupidly overpriced. I'm going to start.
Oh yeah.
Like I would never buy it for myself. Like, but my boyfriend's like a big like tech nerd kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big like tech nerd being a YouTuber. So like that was why he got it for me. The best way I could describe them is if you want like a really cinematic experience, like you're watching, you're always traveling and you want to like watch a lot of Netflix videos and you really want like portable surround sound, like that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So that's where I when I travel and go overseas and that, and I watch a Netflix movie or whatever, I'm like, oh, I'm getting the full experience on the plane. But like, I would never work out with them. Like they're quite heavy. And like, if I chew gum, they really hurt my jaw. So there's a little fun fact just because they're so big, but then like, they're not as heavy. Like I have my like DJ headphones and that they're a little bit heavier, but not like crazy, but they're not like studio headphones. So they're, I don't really know who they're for. Cause there's like a consumer headphone. Yeah. So they confuse me, but I love them.
That's good to know for the full cinematic experience. Cause you travel so much. You live in Canada. You actually were just in LA and your boyfriend lives in Sweden, right?
Yeah. So I'm actually crazy. I'm a Swedish resident now. Like we got my residency card. I know it was a process to get, but like, yeah, I kind of bounced my time back and forth. But when COVID happened, I wasn't able to go there. So we were like, let's just apply for residency. And now like Sweden can't deny me because I'm a resident. So it's great.
Okay. That is so cool. Well, why don't you give everybody a little bit of a background? There is so much we can talk about and so much we can get into. And I'm so excited to just kind of unravel and talk about everything. But let's give everybody like a basic overview because I already know so many things about you. But I want everybody to kind of get like a little bit of an idea because we can talk about, you know, long distance relationships. I want to talk about your trip to LA and even on your stories, you were like, it's taken me a second, you know, like after a vacation or after you travel, you're just scrambled. So just give a little intro of Kelty O'Connor. Let's hear it.
Oh, thank you. I will do the Sparks notes because I could go on forever. But I guess as quickly as possible, I was an athlete growing up. That was my thing. Like I played basketball, volleyball, competitive swimming. That I was a sporty girl. That was my life. And then I went on to play college basketball, which was amazing, but blew up my knee and then had an identity crisis during those years. And that's many of years. And I've talked about that story, but it was up and downs and figuring out my life and moving away from fitness and away from working out post sports. It's kind of like, what's the point of working out was kind of my mentality. And then at the same time, figuring out what I want to do career wise. And I was always really into, I love Grey's Anatomy in house. So I tried to get to med school thinking I wanted to like be a doctor. And then I realized later on, I was like, no, you wanted to be on Grey's Anatomy. You didn't want to be a doctor, but it was many of roads. And then I found this beautiful thing called YouTube. And I was like, wait, you can make your like own TV show and your own movie and all that. And so and then at that same time, kind of fell in love with fitness while I was rehabbing my knee and wanting to be healthy and realizing like how powerful you could feel. And then, slowly over time started doing the fitness thing online because that's what I was doing. And I didn't ever want a fitness channel. It was just more, I wanted to make content, and I was ironically doing fitness. So it just kind of was like a combo. So maybe that's why I've never really been like a quote unquote, like fitness YouTuber. Like I just happen to do fitness on YouTube, if that makes sense. Yeah. And yeah, I hustled my butt, and then through the grace of God or whatever, one day it took off and now I'm a full-time YouTuber.
That's so cool. I love Kelty's videos. How would you explain them? A lot of challenges you do. They're fun.
Thank you. I guess I've kind of tried to figure out what I want to do on YouTube for a long time. A lot of trial and error. I did a lot of just trying different workouts and I would like review, and those are starting to take off. But then it was during like the challenge era of YouTube when that was like the big thing. And I was like, okay, that's what people want. I'm going to do it. By no means did I want to like try some of the challenges I did. It was just more, I was like, if it's entertaining, I'm willing to do it. And then I didn't really want to do it. I don't think the audience wanted to do it. So I've kind of transitioned away, and now I have two series on my channel. So I do have the 30-day challenges, but they're a little less extreme and a bit more of just like, what would happen if I commit to something every single day and will it change or not? And then between that, I have my unbox series, which is like unboxing, not controversial, but just topics that I find interesting while I just really unbox things. So I either unbox or try on. And so, yeah, I have those two kind of sit down podcasty video, and then I have my 30-day challenges, and that's my channel right now.
I love it. And you're doing kind of a running. I know you've been doing a running streak.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I'm so curious. Like, you're on day like what? What day are you on?
I'm on day 93.
Woo!
And it's like, this is gonna sound dumb. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm being honest at this point. Like the first 30 days, I was just really craving running, and I was like, you know what? I don't know why. I just want to do it. And it was like the best thing for me. Like I really got into that state of like flow I talked about. Like I've been craving since basketball. I haven't got in. I've done weightlifting's been great. And I've tried every kind of CrossFit and everything, but just nothing really did it, but running did. And I did the 30 days. And then I was like, well, I can't just like stop. Like, and it's an interesting thing about human nature. Cause I was like, well, if I stop now, like what a waste. And so I've just been like, hey, just keep going. Like, I don't really have an end goal. I'm just kind of like, hey, we'll just keep running. I aim for like a minimum of a mile a day right now.
Yeah.
And then just really, really listen to my body. Like it's something you can definitely do and hurt yourself and overtrain. But, because I was an athlete and I did all running sports, I feel my body's just, it would be weirder if I didn't run every day for it. Like, it's just very adapted. That's how I can do it injury free, but I'm not doing, I learned that the hard way. 1 week I like way upped my volume. I was like 5K, 8K, 10K. And then the next day I was like, I'm broken. So that was a lesson, but yeah, I'm now on day 93 and I'm definitely gonna go for 100. Then after that, I think I want to go start training for like short distance. Actually, I thought I'd want to train for long distance. That was kind of in the back of my head. I was like, let's do a 10K. Oh, I am doing a 10K in April, but I thought I'd do like marathon, triathlon. But now I'm like, no, I want to get faster, not be able to run longer, like improve my 100, my 200, like the explosiveness.
Yes.
And that's kind of where my heart is right now, which I don't know what that will look like, but that's kind of how I've shifted my training.
That is cool. You know, I'll be honest. Like last week or this week, I have started to do sprints again. And I also did like track. I did cheer.
Yeah.
Lots of just short distance. I always did like the hurdles, the sprints, jumping.
I could see that.
And so, oh my gosh, it hits different than weightlifting. It is different. I don't like running like long miles.
Yeah.
But doing sprints, like even like sprinting, you know, a 400, like a whole lap around the track, it does something. It is, I love it. It's
like a weird meditation.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it, because you can literally not think of anything else, but like full on. And by the time you're done, you're just like, whoa, where was I?
I feel so, I don't know why, but I feel so in tune with myself and my body too while I do it. It's something that like at a certain point while I'm running, my body, like, I don't know what it is, but I get so much like extra energy. It's like this burst of like, I don't know. It's like it hits and I'm just like striding. It is like euphoria. It is amazing. It literally is.
Like we talk about exercise endorphins, sprinting is a different way. It's like the max. Like if you want to truly experience it, that's like running. It's like the runner's high on crack.
It is. I forget that there's a runner's high, and I haven't like tried to do cardio for such a long time, and I've just started doing it. I'm like, this is something that it feels comfortable because I did it while I was young. So doing it again, it just like, it hits. And I'm like, this is cool. Like, I love it.
Hearing that.
Yeah.
It's powerful, but like elegant in a weird way. I don't know how to describe it, but once you know, and like, if you're listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about, like just keep trying and one day you'll get it and you'll be like, oh, these girls are right. Like, it's just high on high.
Yeah. That is so cool. Oh man. Alrighty. So you did basketball in college, talking about sports. So I feel like I loved hearing your story because we were on the panel together. Were we? Yeah. We were on the panel, right? At the same time?
Yeah.
Or were we separate?
I was mental health. And,
I was going to say, I was like. But I sat and listened to yours. Anyways, I loved hearing you speak. I think you are so good with your words. And no, really, I loved you sharing your experiences about mental health, but also about like just being a college athlete, coming out of that and like not having a sport, not having a direction. And were you injured? So did that kind of like end your career? But yeah.
So like the term now that I'm even just trying to like, people are probably sick of me saying that, but it's like not talked about. So I'm like, just, I want it to be a term of phrase, is like post-career syndrome. Mm-hmm. And so the kind of idea is, especially with athletes, and it can happen to high school athletes, college athletes, pro athletes, is just the idea of like, you spend your whole life hyper-focused on one area of your life. And then just one day it's gone. And just like, and especially typically athletes, and this could be happening with musicians, a lot of different things, but athletes are very like hyper-focused, determined, block out the noise. So when like your whole entire life is focused around the area, when it's gone, it's just like an incomplete identity crisis. And for me, it was injury. So not that it's worse or better. I've had many conversations with people like on my Instagram and YouTube and like girls who know what's coming. And it's like knowing an impending doom. It's like your last season. You almost can't focus on you almost can't enjoy it because you're like, this is the end. Like, what do I do after?
Yeah.
And so that's tough. But then at the same time, if you're out with an injury like me, it was a weird, it was just one day. I didn't even realize it was happening until one day someone asked me while I was injured, like, oh, what do you do? And I just like stared at this guy blankly. I was like, oh, like I used to be like, oh, I do this and this. And I'd have like a list off. Like, I was quite like proud. And then I was like, oh, I'm just a random girl at the bar right now. I have nothing cool to say. And it was just like, not that you need something cool, but I didn't have any identification of who I was outside of sports and like what I could do. And so I went through many of phases right after that and just got into a very dark place, which I've talked about on the panel, and like it just tried to kind of end it all because I went to play college, and I guess that like, what do I do after that? Because especially with college, and I always knew I wasn't going to go pro, it wasn't like I lost those dreams, but then you had the dawn on like I was so focused on going to college and playing sports in college, you almost said it's like an awakening, like you got to live about 50, 60, hopefully 80 more years after this. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. And you're kind of sitting there wondering, like you don't have any other dreams. You don't have any other goals because you hit them all. So it's like, well, what am I supposed to be interested in now? What am I supposed to do with every day? Cause I know you have scheduled practices. And then when you're not practiced, you're watching film or, you know, you're involved. That is your entire life. And if you don't have other hobbies or other interests, it's like you have nothing else to do to consume your time with. And especially because with you, it ended unexpectedly, like that would be such a challenge. And I'm happy and proud that you're able to talk about that because I feel like there are a lot of younger girls on here who maybe they're in the same situation or they're looking for other ways or other things to do, or this is coming on the horizon, like you said. So I guess kind of, how did you then pivot to fitness? Like, was that a long process or how did you kind of come out and where do you feel like you stand now?
So it was like, honestly, like, and not to scare anyone, like, I hope you can learn from my mistakes, is like, it was maybe like a 6 to 8 year process after of like figuring it out. Cause I didn't even realize I was in it. Like, I didn't even realize I was in identity. Cause like, that's the thing about athletes. Typically it's very like willpower, like put a strong face on, put your emotions aside, like, so you almost like don't dig into it.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was several years ago. I'm not the youngest person around. And so it was, mental health wasn't as openly talked about or known about. So like anxiety was just kind of a turn of phrase. It wasn't like an actual like disorder back then. And so I didn't even know it was happening or anything. And it, like you said, suddenly you go from having very structured day, everything involved around sports, every single thing, your hobbies were sports. Like, you didn't have time to develop hobbies or creativity. Yeah. And so like, for me, I didn't even get a, like, I was always interested in music and entertainment, but I didn't even have time to even like consider that. Cause it was like sports and academics to be better at sports. And then like, that's why even for me, I was like, I'm good at academics. Med school seems obvious. And like the irony towards all this is that when I got injured, I spent a lot of time in hospitals, and that was, I was like, oh, I hate this. Like, I hate being in here. Like, this is depressing. Yeah. Like, not to all my healthcare workers. First of all, we love you. The round of applause. Thank love, you for oh, getting us
literally
through.
We love you. Them.
Love you. Like, that's why I was like, I couldn't be you. I realized I was like, I'm not up for this. And then that was like a whole identity crisis right there of being like, I don't know what I do for a living. I don't have hobbies. And so I just like, honestly was like, I enjoy going out with my friends. I'm going to get a bar job. And that was literally just to pay the bills. Cause I was also dead broke, moved out at 18, had no money, didn't have a scholarship. So I was like, hey, I'm just going to start bartending. And I just put one foot in front of the other. And then eventually over time kind of gave myself the freedom to just try things. And if anyone's in it right now, I'm like, just be curious. Like, if you are in a transitional place in your time, don't think you have to have the answer. And I think, you know, world has definitely put it as like, you have to have the answers. No, no, no. This is like freedom. Think of it as like, I can dabble in anything. Like, and that's why I think my channel, I've eventually just encompassed that all together. Now I'm just curious about many things. And once I gave myself the freedom to just be like, you know what? I am curious about music and I'm curious about making videos and being, and then I just started dabbling. And then through that dabble, I eventually got to where I am today. Cause I just started making YouTube videos and started posting about fitness. I had to rehab my knee because of the injury. And that's what got me into the weight room. And so it was just like, just being curious and knowing more and more. And it's crazy where it can allow you to end up.
I totally agree with you on, I feel like when we're 20 or we're out of college, 21, 22-ish age, you feel like you need to have it all together. Yeah. And there's like this expectation of that. And I remember graduating college and thinking, what am I supposed to do? I'm a full adult. I've gone through school, but I have no idea what to even do with my life.
Yeah.
Like, I have a bachelor's degree, but that means nothing. And you're kind of just like in this point where I love that you say, just kind of give yourself freedom, because a lot of times, like, you think you're so old and you should have it all figured out, but you don't have to. Like, you are so young. I feel like your 20s are 100% your experimental phase. I feel like maybe when you hit 35, you might actually have a clue of what's going on. But before that, absolutely not.
No. I feel like anyone, I remember being like 21 and like working in the bar and be like, oh God, I'm so old. And oh my God, if you're 21, let's say, like, you can literally screw up your entire 20s. And if you get to the end of your 20s being like, I just hate all A, B through Z, kind of like whatever alphabet after, then you succeeded. Like, just figure out some stuff you like, and then you can start at 30. Like,
I love
you
that.
Do not, like, we all forget, like, the back, this is going to be morbid, back when the idea you had to like have everything figured out by 25 is when people died at 50. Like, you know what I mean? That was half your life. We are living a lot longer.
Yeah.
So we got way more time.
For sure. I totally agree with that. And Gary Vee, who's one of my favorite, I don't know if you.
I've religiously listened.
I love that man, because he is always preaching, you are so young and you have so much time. You know, he says he didn't build his empire till he was 40, 50. Everybody knows who Gary Vee is. He's like, you're 27 and you're over here freaking out because you don't know what you're doing yet. He's like, you have 50 years to figure it out. Like, you are going to be okay. So I love that, because even now I get in my head, I'm like, oh, I want like this, this, and this done. And I feel like I'm behind. And it's like, no, I'm doing okay. We have the time. And I know that's actually kind of controversial, because I feel like some people are like, you don't have time, you need to do it now. And I feel like, you know, there's always like a balance between what things you do have time for and what things, you know, maybe you should get your act together. But still, I feel like I love hearing that, for me at least.
And that's even a great example of like, if you feel like you're like, oh, I should have this and this and this, and it's cheesy, but that gratitude, and like, how many people are looking at like everything you have accomplished and like, oh, I wish I had that, like the, whatever the case is. And also who you surround yourself with. And that's a big example of like certain areas around the world or certain cities, like expect it's a bit more homebody. Or if you go to like a bigger city, it's a bit more, like, I knew I grew up in Edmonton, which is very much like married, have kids, settle down in your lifetime job by 25. And when I moved to Vancouver and Toronto, everyone's single at 35. So it's just like also where you surround yourself with, like, and it's different. Those people might have a bit more of family life, but the people in the bigger cities have more work life, and nothing's right or wrong. And then they just flip it. Then so it, there is no time frame anymore.
Yeah. And I think another thing, since we're just kind of on this topic, is like, I felt like my life had to look a certain way, or I had to do certain things in a certain order, or, you know, now that Darren and I have decided I have kids, like my kids need to be 2 years apart, you know, or some magical, I just feel like a lot of times we get pressured that we have to fit these quote unquote boxes or things of the past, but everybody's life is our own. Like we all have the opportunity to take control and to just make it however we want. Like
fully,
it doesn't matter. And I felt like I just felt the weight of the world. Like I needed to have all my kids by, you know, 28 or 30 or something, you know, and it's like, no, I can take my time and enjoy it. I can make the decisions for myself and completely take control of whatever those decisions are. So anyways, another little tangent spiel, but I don't know. I just,
like, I love it.
Yeah.
And well, like, I just want to like chime in and like talk to a sign that like has inspired me so much that you do. And like, it's so unique. And like, I hope more women start to show this is, and this is, I'm not, I don't want to be judgmental, but like, it was very much that picture. It's like career kids. And that's what we've been paid to for so long, especially like 25, either you're going to have kids and all you are is a mom and that's all that matters. And you put your career aside. Or on the flip side, you're like someone who doesn't have kids, your career, then you're losing ticking time bomb. And like, you're sacrificing if you do one or the other. It's like, oh, you don't care much about your career if you have kids on the foot. And like, you've done such an amazing spot. Of like, I almost forget you're a mom sometimes, that like you're such like a boss babe doing it. And then I see you with Vinny and then I was like, oh my God, she's such an amazing mother. And it's just like knowing like you can also do both. Like you don't have to be like, I'm just this or that. I'm going to take a bit of this and that. And of course you have to make sacrifices and I know how hard you work, but it's just nice. So nice seeing role models like you that are like, no, you're going to invent the life that you like want. And it's not the quote unquote like status quo. And you're like, no, this is how I want it, and this is how I'm going to build it.
Thank you. That is so nice to hear. Because
it's so inspiring.
You made my day. You made my day. So thank you. Seriously. It is one of those things where part of me feels guilt that like I am a working mom and that, you know, maybe I'm not always able to be with Vinny 24/7. And that it's tough because it is just one of those things where, and then it's the other flip side, you know, the moms who don't work, they're like, oh, I wish I had a little bit of a break. So, you know, it's like you got to just kind of enjoy it for what it is. But 100%, I feel like it is create your own life, whatever you want to do. And I'm truly learning and like stepping into the role of my life is what I want of it. And that's enough. I don't need anybody else's like approval for what I do with my life. I don't know why I still like kind of seek that, like, oh, is what I'm doing okay? But it's like, I'm a grown adult. I can pave my own way and hopefully the people around me love and support the decisions I'm making, but it's a scary thing. Growing up, becoming an adult, like,
oh, it's so real. And it's like the blessing and curse that you kind of get that like F you attitude eventually that you're like, you know what, I'm going to do me. I don't really care. But at the same time, there's still always that judgmental. You just hear the one thing, we're humans. And there's,
I know,
the older you get, the more opinions you realize there is out there. And so the more voices, so you, but you kind of just get a little, I don't want to say harder, you just get tougher. You're just like, no, I'm going to stay in my lane. And you're a bit more understanding, but it's by no means easy.
For sure. Oh, well, dude, you totally made my day, Kelty. So thank you. I'm just,
know every time you pop on like everything, I'm just like, oh my God, how does she do? And it's just like, it's cool and unique and amazing and like inspiring. Like, I think you don't even realize how many girls are inspiring, like with a whole just different way to pave life. And so it's, I love it. I love it.
Thank you. I love it too. I love little Vinny and I love working. So it's a blessing that I can balance both. It's pretty cool. So yeah. Yay.
Studying.
I know. Okay. So you're somebody who is good at setting boundaries and we had the chat. You're a two phone queen.
I've got my burner phone and it's the best thing. And like people, sometimes I have both and people at the gym must be like, is this girl a drug dealer? Like, oh my, like they, oh my God. But yeah,
you gotta tell the podcast listeners what's up with this.
I gotta tell, I have so many boundaries. And this is, if you want to get into this world, even like I used to be like, this is just kind of online, but now we're all online. And so like, this is why I try. And I realized it's a privilege to be able to afford have two phones, but I'm like, you know what? It is a lot cheaper than extensive therapy. So that's what I've told. And like one of my phones is very small, like next to no budget. But what I have done is I have a work phone. It has all my social media. It has all my emails, all my contacts. Like pretty much everything is on there. And then I have another phone that's my boring phone. And it has, I think 10 people have access to it. So it's like my boyfriend, mom, my brother, and like my 8 best friends. And that's kind of like, and I'm very, like, I don't want to be mean, like not having people, but like the idea is like, anyone who talks to me on there will never talk about work, will never talk about anything like that. I don't have any fun apps. Like all the apps I have are like super boring. Like what do I have? I have, I have weather, my Aurora ring, Strava, a couple like fitness classes I book. I have my calculator, notes, Uber, some like Uber Eats, and then like just all the utility apps. So like, so what I do is at around 8 p.m. or whenever work's off, I take my work phone and I hide it. And then my phone is incredibly boring after. And it's a nice, what was happening, especially during COVID, is like 9 p.m. I get a buzz, and then suddenly I'm like, oh, work. And then I'm working. Yes. And then you just suddenly you're like, hey, I might as well. And then for me, I'm one of those people that like, if someone's to do this, I have to get it done right then. Like I can't have that weighing on me. And so I was constantly working. And then also I got into what was really the catalyst is one day I opened up my YouTube app and I had one video that wasn't my audience. It was another influencer's audience to come. And so they didn't really have any reference to who I was and they didn't watch the whole video. Anyways, it was the most negative comment. And I have a very positive channel. That's why it was like, I don't, and it was just like people who just did it. So they just saw the thumbnail and just commented. So there's no hate, but suddenly 2 a.m. I'm scrolling through hundreds of comments of just absolute mayhem. And then I was like, I have to turn my life upside down. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. And I was like, I don't know. And I went into an entire tailspin and I think it was like April, 2020. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then just burning myself out. And then I'd grow to hate YouTube, but I love it. It's one of my biggest passions. Yeah. So I didn't know how to separate the two. Cause I was like, when am I actually working and what's YouTube? And so I realized it's like, if I want to make this a business, if I want to do this long-term, if I want to keep growing, I have to treat this like a business. And so the first thing I did was get two phones. And now I definitely like, I like the idea of thinking like I did as sports is there's a time when I'm performing, like I'm setting up for when I'm on camera. Like I want to be fully energized. I want to be excited. And like, but that involves being away from it. It doesn't involve like being it there every 24 seconds.
Yes.
And so it is completely reunited. And also when you're constantly consuming, you don't really have time to like be creative because you're just kind of like always copying some people or just like this person saying that, but those outside of the box things are created when you're not consuming.
100%. 100%. We've had this conversation before. So I was so excited to have this because I 100% agree with you. I do not like to scroll too much because then my creativity, my voice is drowned out. I have no ideas. Totally, I'm overwhelmed and I'm completely just like consuming things. Whereas, and it almost even spikes my anxiety a little bit because I'm like, oh no, like it's like overwhelming is what I would say.
Yes.
And totally. Oh, man. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. Also, you getting hate on YouTube. Oh, Kelty.
It's one of those, like, and you got to take it. And, like, I've always, you know, there's one of two ways you can go about it. I was like, someone is really offhand and just, like, says something that's,
yeah,
I think really mean. I'm like, usually they're hurting. So I'd, like, try to be like, if someone is that mean, I try and be like, hey, this, or another one. I was like, they just don't have context of who I am. And I was like, okay, that's, you know, like, that video was very much like, it was, like, I don't even want to bring attention to it, but it was, I had done another influencers program, and I completely hyped them up in it. I was like, oh, it's just for me. And like, and, but their audience came in and was like, thought I was bashing them because they just saw the thumbnail, and the thumbnail wasn't even that bad. But then like, I just had to separate and like, these people don't know me.
Yes.
Like my audience knows me. That's valid. Like you don't know where, how you fit in someone else's story. And if you want to put yourself out there, it's just kind of the reality, especially the internet now in the last 2 years, people are angry. People are burnt out. People are upset. People just have a lot of anger. They don't know where to exert it. So sometimes I just tell myself, I'm like, this person is hurting. They have so much anxiety. They're burnt out. And they're just like, they're just angry. They just need something to let it out. So sometimes I'm just like, you know what? I might've made that troll's day a bit better because they just need to. And it'd be different if I was talking about really heavy topics, but at the end of the day, I'm usually just talking about like, oh, these leggings are awesome. And this workout was fun. Like, you know, I mean, it's not that deep, but I'm usually talking about. So I'm like, if this is what someone needs, whatever I look for in that person's life, then I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, going back to your two phones.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, side tangent, but I love that you have a schedule because that's something that I've also worked on, is having that boundary. And I think I wouldn't have had one if Darian and I didn't start a family, because I know before we had Vinny, I mean, it's social media. People are up 24/7. It's a global thing. And I would just be on so much more. And I feel that there's been a huge weight lifted because I have a schedule and a boundary with that.
Yeah.
And even though I know a lot of people listening aren't content creators, or maybe they are, but I feel like having some kind of boundary, whether you're not looking at your phone the first hour of the day or the last hour of the day, even 30 minutes, start with 10 minutes, start with, you don't touch your phone first thing in the morning. You buy a different alarm clock. But I feel like having a little bit of separation from our phones can be so beneficial to just disconnect and be able to be truly in tune with like who we are. What do you think about that?
I could like go on forever about this topic of like, and I'm the same, like I'm a workhorse. Like that's, I can constantly keep going and going, but I've every time, and now I've gotten a bit more aware of it. Like even right now I'm in a bit of like, we're talking, I was like, oh, I'm a little burnout stage. So I'm like, this weekend, you're putting your phone away. You're actually doing less. You're not doing more. Cause usually everyone's default is like, you're doing so much. It's not working. You go online, you see this person bought this house. This person is creating this video. This person is wearing that. And then you're like, I need to do that. And I need to do more and more. And everything you're doing is like crappy because you're doing everything. Yes. You're constantly pumping out and pumping out and pumping out. And it all looks the same because you just see this person and you see, I need to do that. So I need to do that. And that's why like the constant consumption is just like, it's our brains aren't hardwired to take in that much information. We aren't. And like, we realize like we have maybe in like 300 years when we have a chip in our brain, but right now we're not there. We're not evolved to consume as much as we do.
There better never be a chip in my brain, girlfriend.
I hope I'm long gone before that happens. But Elon Musk, I don't know. That guy's crazy.
Our sprints are going to come out of nowhere. You can't catch us.
Yep.
Running away.
I'll be Usain Bolt, like breaking 100 meter dashes real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah. Oh my God. But that's why I was like, we're not meant to. And the second, every single good idea has been when like I step away. And that's why I need to put those schedules. And like every good idea, every good video is usually the ones that I'm like, I just need to step away and just do less. And it's uncomfortable, but you're actually doing more. Cause it's just like 100 meter sprint on Usain Bolt is the best example. If he were running a marathon before and then had to run the 100 meter versus if he just rested for the day, who's going to do better?
Oh, and like, chills.
It's like, that's the best analogy I can give about quality. And especially social media, there's a lot of fast food content. Like not, I don't want to hate on any kind of content, but I feel like this because people feel such a pressure and this is, and I say content creation, because this can go for anyone. Like everyone's creating, every business is creating, everyone's kind of involved. Like I have best friends who own businesses. My best friend's an injector nurse. I'll give her as an example. Yeah. And she has to do social media for her business. And she's constantly like, I just can't keep up with this. And I was like, do less in quality. And I think that would just help with so much of this anxiety we're all feeling instead of just getting this constant random hits and just this, and then it makes it more competitive versus people creating art that they're proud of.
Yes. And you know what? I'm so glad we're having this conversation because this week I filmed a YouTube video really fast. I like to post on Mondays and I was like, am I being too hard on myself or am I just throwing this up to meet my, I upload on Monday? And I was like, I felt bad for letting people down. But at the same time, I was like, I'm not posting this because this truly isn't what I want to put out. I have been focusing so much more on quality because of two things. One, I actually do like fighting exactly what you said of there is so much content and everybody's doing the same thing and trying to one up where it's like taking a step back really does help push you forward, almost like a rest day, right? Like you're training, your body physically needs rest days in order to rebuild that muscle that you have been spending hours breaking down. Physically, scientifically, you need rest days. So I love that. And I'm kind of patting myself on the back then for not posting because that like weight of not posting that video was so heavy on me. But I just feel like I made the right decision now because it is that thing of like, you don't want to feel irrelevant. You don't want to, you know, get behind. And, you know, there are a lot of people like waiting for new content that I love filming. Like I started this and I'm sure you started this, this wanting to be on Grey's Anatomy because we freaking love to be creative and to express ourselves this way. Like that's what makes me happy. I don't want a YouTube editor because I freaking love being creative and sharing it that way. So doing less is more sometimes. Taking that away.
And actually a little fun fact, and this is just to cement the thought, and this is like a little insider. I don't actually know if I'm allowed to say this, but sorry, Dylan. So I have a YouTube manager and his name was Dylan. So that's why I used him. But way back when I was in Toronto, I got invited to this like YouTube meetup. Like not YouTube, it was like a presentation because Google owns YouTube. It was by Google for like some YouTubers in Toronto. So a bunch of us got selected.
Cool.
I know it sounds weird, but it was an entire workshop about balancing creativity. And at first I was like, what is this hobo jobo, like random, like what is this? I was like, I don't even know if that's a word. That word made no sense, but it was just like, I was like, what is this? But then the entire thing was about, and this is why I love YouTube, is that they even think of this. It was about treating your creativity like a muscle and like realizing it's a finite source. And that like this idea that this kind of lack of air terms, gun to your head, content, be more creative, be more interesting. This, and no wonder people make really bad mistakes because they're like, how do I just, and you're no longer see the direction you're supposed to be going when you're constantly, because you're like constantly at the front. And this new trend comes. So you're like, okay, pivot to that trend. And I was like, pivot to this trend, pivot. And like, if you were to just take step back, break, you're like, this is why I'm doing it. This is the direction I want to go. And just think of your creativity and that kind of thing as a muscle, and it needs rest days. And so I literally have scheduled in like creativity rejuvenation on the weekends where I'm like, it's yes. just about like being in nature, and I listen to good music and I go on a run. And like, I don't really take in anything that's trend. Like if I'm going to listen to something, it's something that's like 100 years old. That's like stood the test of time, like nothing like hot. Shakespeare. No, not actually. I'm not that like artsy.
But it was like, sorry, you're running to Shakespeare now?
It's Avicii, but I'll pretend it's like Beethoven.
Oh my gosh. You know, I totally agree, because I think I have set myself, I don't want to say that. That's not good. But I see a difference because I take Sundays off completely. Like I am not on my phone, and I feel bad because sometimes people will even text me and I'm like, I don't even have my phone on Sundays.
Yeah.
I don't go on social media. It is completely off, and I love having set that boundary for me because it gives me that time to disconnect. And I feel like I've talked about that a lot on this podcast, but I know a lot of people listening aren't content creators. So I'm trying to see maybe how we can connect this to everybody in the world. But I think even with like work and trying to balance everything, you've got to find a way to disconnect, to be able to refill your cup, finding whatever those things are. And I feel like a lot of those things for people are working out and the gym. That it is a true escape for so many people, because it's a time where a lot of us can just hone in and focus on ourselves and not be a little selfish, but in a way be a little selfish. And focus on whatever goal we want to push for ourselves and be able to, you know, still hit new goals.
Exactly. And I think it's actually relevant to everyone. Like, yeah, ours is like, because we're actually craving on there, but I think everyone feels it in the sense that like you're constantly comparing yourself.
Yes.
And like you're not allowing yourself to make your own opinions when you're constantly being told you should think this, you should buy this, you should look like this. And like, so I think everyone has that. And the best example I could give is like, remember when Instagram was down like a couple months ago for a day?
Oh, yes.
Nice was that? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, yes. This is amazing. It was great. And it should happen more often.
You know what? So many people were freaking out about that too.
Yeah.
I remember at first I was like, oh, why won't my post go up? Like I worked hard on this. Yeah. Like I want to.
We all like checking our Wi-Fi. Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it's off. Okay. Bye. Like it actually wasn't. Yeah. It was kind of cool, but that's true.
I wish that like once a month, all social media was like timeout. And we all just got to go live life. Like Ready Player One, they had to take Sundays off in the metaverse. Like I wish that was actually a thing. And it just allowed you to like take in everything. Cause I think that's probably you're constantly taking in, and allowing yourself to process it and like figure out your own opinions and all that. I think we all need that.
Do you think people have a false sense of reality because of social media and everything that's going on? Well, now like even the metaverse, what do you think?
Oh, I think we almost are in the metaverse when you think about it, because people think how much we do to post about now. It's actually absurd when you think about it, like how much of our days are online, how much people we meet, like, and it's nothing wrong. I met my boyfriend, I met my best friends, like so many people online, like it's a beautiful thing. Like I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't online, but I think it's just like so much is tied, and like how often if you're constantly reading news headlines and that, and you're like, the world is burning, versus when like you go walk by the water. It's not really for you. And not that you can be completely unaware of what's going on in the world. You should. And that's the balance. And that's the hard part. Yes. So you should be aware and be responsible. But at the same time, you can't let it burn you out and just constantly take in negativity. You have to remember, like, there's no one attacking you at the grocery store.
Like, yeah. So I think a big takeaway from today's episode then would be set boundaries for yourself, whatever they are in your life, in your relationships too, in friendships, if people aren't meeting your needs, and you set boundaries and everything, social media, online, and work. I think that's good. Yeah. I love that.
And set them. I will say, not to completely contradict us, but
no,
with sanity boundaries, I do also want to normalize. I think that's become such a common term that people are like, I have to have a boundary for everything. You don't have to be so rigid. You can't be like, don't you dare. Like sometimes we're a little bit too much in the box. I'm like, have a structured boundary, but like leave some room for spontaneity. Like, you know, sometimes your girlfriend's going to call you and be like, there's new pasta joint just opened up. Do you want to go? And you can't be like, nope. You're like, go. So there's like, have structure to like, make sure your energy levels are good, but then like allow life to happen too. And acknowledge other people's boundaries. Don't, it's not just about yours, like acknowledging when your friends need to talk and when they don't want to talk, not just yes. when you can't or you don't. So just think of the person on the other side of the boundaries as well.
I love that. Good point. Good full circle on that.
always try to see both sides, trying my best.
It's so true though, because that, I mean, ultimately that's what gives you good balance, is being able to see both sides and being able to teeter those where, you know, you're not all hardcore going one way. It's not all black and white. There is, you know, wiggle room for everything. I really want to talk about though, you following your new dream and becoming a DJ.
It sounds so funny. Like, it's such like a what the hell, but I know. So long story short, and I'm always so embarrassed to talk about it because it's like a classic, like influencers trying to do music. Like, I feel that's always I know, but it's a funny, but long story short, it's possible. Like, I did 10 years of like classically trained like piano growing up, and I got in so much. So like people don't know, because my family, I come from a family of sports and musicians. Like everyone, at Christmas time, we play music, and like they everyone would jam on the piano. My cousins are in band. My mom had like this big grand piano. Like, we had no money. My mom saved up all her money for this piano. Like, aww, that was like the prize. It's this beautiful thing. But so I did it, but I always got in trouble because I had this really old, mean piano teacher, but she was like the only one in the neighborhood I could go to. And she hated me because I quote unquote jazzed everything up. So I would like do Beethoven, and like classical piano is meant to be played a specific way. It's not like you can't add your own little woof
to it. Here,
I was riffing like no tomorrow. She was like, you can't do that. And I was like, a little, and funny enough, now we just call that remixing. But I did that. And then when I was actually in the end of my bachelor career, I found EDM music. Like, I sneak into, we shouldn't talk about this, like Skrillex when he was underground, to get into the bar to hear. Like, I wouldn't even drink. I was just like, watch, like, and just be like, I heard that music for the first time. I was like, what is this? And I just was like, so, and I think it was just because I was also like 18, 17 when it came out. So it's just like such a prime age. And I fell in love with it and fell in love with Avicii. And I remember going to one music festival, and the next morning I'm just like riding on a high, not from illegal substances, but just from like being around people and the music. Sick, and she got to clarify with these things, but and I was just like, I'm gonna do this. And I was like 20 years old, and I was like, I'm gonna learn to DJ. And I was like, I'm gonna figure it out. I had no money, like, I couldn't afford groceries, let alone DJ equipment. So I like tried to figure it out. I couldn't buy any of these, and I was with the partner at the time, and I remember they were really against that scene because they equivalented like EDM music with raves and drugs and all that. And I was like, no, like I'm clean. I just want to make it. And they just talked down and down. So eventually I kind of just like, and I was young, like you don't have the confidence. Now I would have like been like, bye, peace out, I'm going to go do me. But back then you're like, oh, maybe like that is stupid. Like I should all that. So I like suppressed the dream for like a long, long time. But I've always been into that. Like if you've ever watched one of my videos, you'll notice like the music and like the, how I've always like really prided myself with like using music to like evoke emotion in my videos. Yeah. And so that's how I've like fed that. And then I think COVID happened, and like, it was November, 2020. And I was just like really lost and just being like, what is the world? And I just kind of had this aha moment of like, this can all end tomorrow. The world just turned upside down. And I was like, you know what? I was walking downtown Vancouver, and I was like, I've always wanted to do this. I was like, you know what? Just try. So I went home, I had my laptop, I downloaded Serato, which is like DJ software, and just start playing around, and then found like online DJ courses, and then found a DJ school here in Vancouver. And then like, I don't even know what it necessarily looks like. Of course I would love to headline Coachella and EDC, and that would be like the biggest dream in the world. But even more so, I just found this missing element in the fitness community that like you can't work out without good music. So I was just like, and especially now, like I think there's so many people want in-person events, like, and not just partying at 9 p.m. onwards. Like during the day, there's like, how awesome it would be to have massive outdoor workout classes. And I just think of all you Gymshark girls like leading the class and me DJing it. And I was like,
let's do it.
I know, that's like what my passion is. And like, it's just like the funnest thing in the world. So I started just recording workouts, like hour long sets that people can listen to. You're like, I have an hour long HIIT workout. I want music that perfectly matches the vibe. So I never click and skip. It's like when your energy starts to drop, it brought you back up. And I'm just like hoping slowly over time to create more and more of that for the fitness industry and see what happens.
Dude, helping us all out, get through our workouts.
I know there's nothing better than a good song when you're just like, don't want to work out.
Yeah. It seriously boosts your mood and you're just like, I'm ready to go. Like I can take on the world. 100%. Music is so powerful in that sense. Insane. So that is so fun.
I think we've all had that of like that moment where you're just like, I don't want to work out. Life sucks. I'm sad and all this. Like this even happened to me Monday. Like I'm so drained from traveling. I got to the gym and I was like, I'm hungry. I'm tired. I have it unpacked. I wasn't actually any of those things. I was just like mentally blah. And this one song came on shuffle and I was like, you know what? You can take on this workout. You're going to go like do some sprints. You're going to go to the weight section. You're not just going to foam roll. And like, it just like completely changed my mood. Yeah. And I had like the best workout I've had in a while.
Oh, way to go. That's all to music. Yeah. Courtesy of Kelty's.
DJ awesome. KLC. Just kidding.
You did DJ part of the Gymshark event, so that was cool.
That was amazing. That was like such a dream come true because I kind of started hinting at Gymshark that like events were starting to happen. I was like, I know you guys need a DJ for it. And like, and then they were like, and Marissa, who's my Gymshark manager who I love to death, she was like, we do need a DJ. What do you want to? And so I got a DJ it. And that was just like literally a dream come true. It was like, it's crazy how things just kind of work out. If you're like, I don't know the exact direction. I just want to keep doing it and keep working harder. And then sometimes things just collide and there you go.
And you just made it happen. So proud of you.
Made my life. Seeing all you girls just like meeting people and just like dancing around and then I gotta play music. And then like I just see so many of you girls and like your subscribers or followers that come up to you. And there's just, it was just the best vibes. And I'm like, I just want this every single weekend.
I know. Me too. Let's make it happen.
I know, more meetups with Gymshark, more meetups, please.
I know. Oh, I'm going to the Arnold this weekend. Are you going?
I'm not. Oh, I thought about it for a second, but I just got back from LA and I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, well, otherwise I would have just showed up on my own. I'm like, where do I even go? I don't have like a sponsor or anything like that. So I would have just been like,
help me, like, please. Hi.
I'm like, okay. Just like, I just be like around a person in line at the expo. I'm like, I just want you to see Brittany. Like, okay, this crazy fan. I'm like, no, I know her. Like, oh, no, we're friends. I'm like, I swear.
What were you doing in LA?
Many of things. So it was just like, it was my best friend's birthday. And she wanted to go somewhere warm. And she's like, she'd never been to LA. She thought Mexico and all this. And Anna, like Green Anna Ness was in LA. And then I just wanted to get down there. And me and her wanted to meet up for a long time.
Yeah.
There's so many girls in LA and just like, I know it's just a good place to pop in and meet people and just especially with what we do. So I was like, why don't we just combine everything? I was like, Anna's there. I get my friends there. So it was like a girls trip / work trip. So it was a lot, but it was like so much fun. And just LA is LA, you love to hate it, it's so fun. It's so fun. But then you're like, I left it being like, I'm a hollow human.
Is that really how you feel?
I was like, the best way I could describe it is I felt like I had noodle arms and like swollen legs from just like standing and like working out funny. And just like, I felt so sore, but like, I don't even know. It was just like a different level of sore and depleted, but full. And just like, I was just like, I have nothing, like just even like editing videos. I was like we're talking about creative rejuvenation. There was none in me. Like my creativity would have been like, not even TikTok worthy, nothing. I was like, I'm just staying off the internet. Not like I couldn't even like, just, you know, the classic, like you just like put some line over a noise, like make it a meme. I couldn't even think of that. I was like, I've got nothing.
You know, that makes me feel a little bit better because the past 2 days have been like that, where I'm like, I got nothing in the tank. Like I can't be creative. So you just take a break, you know, you're doing the best you can. Yep.
You can't lift PRs every day and you can't think of cinematic masterpieces every day definitely not. So don't expect it. I was like,
I know I'm working on, like even we talked about earlier, just scaling back and kind of even learning where to take away from, because I definitely put way too much on my plate and, you know, I feel like I'm a little bit overly ambitious sometimes. And I'm like, I want to do all mm-hmm. these things. And I'm like, I have time. I can wait a little bit. Oh. I don't have to do everything today in this 1 hour. So learning to figure that
out. It's so hard though. It's so hard, especially like in social media where it's like, you should be on Instagram or you should be on TikTok or Snapchat, YouTube, podcast. And like every day, and it's like TikTok's over here being like YouTube's dead. And YouTube's like, we're about to take over TikTok. It's all like, I was like, where are we supposed to be?
It is.
And so it just, But then I remember, I was like, I think we just got to do what we want to do. Yeah. Just keep doing that.
Yeah. Are you on TikTok?
I am, very sporadically.
I don't think I've seen you on TikTok.
Right when like COVID happened, I was a classic, like April 2020. I was like, let's do this. And like a couple popped off and I was like, I love this. And then TikTok just got really negative. I was like, I'm deleting this app and I'm stepping away for a year. And now I'm like just going on and I'm just having fun with it. Like I think it is, and I don't want to make excuses, but coming from YouTube where like everything is so produced and great. And like every second of YouTube, like video it's for amazing. Me is like so thought out.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing. I appreciate it. But it's always like you said, everything. I am so like a certain pause. I overthink of like the camera angle, all that. So then just go, my rationale is like, how do I condense a YouTube video into 10 seconds? So like, that's what I thought TikTok was. And now I'm just trying to be like, I just want to talk to my audience and just like, just another, it's kind of like a less curated Instagram is what I'm trying to think, which I like. So now I'm dabbling.
Fun. Oh, well, I'll have to check you out, girl.
Thank you. No judgment. It is all over the place. Like I was like, some days I'm going to do this and then I'm going to do this. And it's like everything you're not supposed to do with creating content.
It's relatable though.
Just there we go. We're a relatable queen. We'll call it. I'll take it.
What is one thing you wish you told, or if you could right now, what is one thing you would tell your younger self?
It's a tough. I don't know how to phrase this perfectly, but not to pigeonhole yourself into one category so much and like allow curiosity. And so I think the biggest example, if I go back to my high school self, is I did have so many passions that I didn't even allow myself to consider because of sports, and they're the best things and I love it. But like the best example, I was making little videos, home videos at home. Yeah. And I thought it was so fun. And at no point did I like even allow myself because it was like, oh, that was a waste of time. But if you have fun doing something, even like when I was talking about DJing, like I was like, I really want to do this. And then everyone's like, no, it seems silly. Like for whatever reason, if you're just curious about something, like allow yourself the freedom to do it. And like, it's tough because a lot of people be like, oh, you're a new thing every week. And a lot of people judge you like that. Be like, oh, she's got this new hobby. And I think that's so mean to do to people when everyone's just trying to figure it out. And you don't know if you like something until you try it. So like, if you enjoy something, try it, be curious and don't be like, oh, I have to do this. And I'm doing it because I want to be the biggest, best set in the world. Like, no, I'm just curious about it. I'm just going to dabble my feet and maybe it will be my thing, but just like allow yourself the freedom to be curious.
I love that. I love that so much because it reminds me of like all of my hobbies that I don't quite have as much time for right now. I actually love the piano so much.
I did not know that about you.
So every,
oh my God.
Well, and I didn't know that about you either, but every summer we would like move and we wouldn't have any friends, like me and my brothers, because my dad is in the army. And so like we would just have each other to hang out with. And 1 year, my little brother like learned a million songs on the piano. And so like he would teach me and like, that's what we would do. We would play the piano together. And it was so fun.
Oh my God, like, that's amazing.
Practice our songs together. And I just, like, I love it. Like I wish I had a piano now and I wish I could keep practicing and playing that. And like watercolor, I used to paint, every day.
Yeah.
And I don't paint anymore. So it's like, I kind of want to keep, it's just as kind of like a reminder of, explore those things. And
yeah.
You know, I kind of want to pick up some new hobbies if I have time, you know?
And I think make time. And also like we were talking about like taking the break. And I think a break doesn't always just mean like, oh, I'll just sit there and do nothing. Like, mm-hmm. I think a break would be going and doing that water painting. Yeah. And like, especially if you can, and that's why music's been really good for my YouTube as well. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I need a break. I still want to be creative and I still want to do like rest doesn't always look like doing nothing. Yeah. It's like, I'm just like filling my cup in different ways. So if you spend the day, like Sunday, we're going to go do some piano or we're going to do it. Like you're still doing stuff, but it's crazy how suddenly just rewiring your brain. We can go to whole science. That'd be a whole podcast in itself, but like the neuroscience behind just generating different synapses. And I butchered all of that science right there, but just taking the time to be creative in other ways, that's going to allow you to think of outside the box ideas. And you bring that to Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. And it's instead of just trying to filter through other people's content, you're going to come with this completely unique idea just because you're creative in a different world.
Yeah. Oh, so many gems, so many insights from this. Seriously.
All over the place. But hopefully something resonates with somebody. So,
you know, if it resonates with anybody, it resonates with me. So maybe this podcast was for me. That's your point.
It was a little therapy session with Brittany. We just talked about creativity. I love it. I love it.
Oh, I really do love it. Is there anything else you want to kind of end the podcast with? Anything we didn't touch on? I mean,
I've got to drop one thing that I do every single YouTube, everything. Melissa listening. Melissa, yes, you. I'm worried you are not properly hydrated, so I'm going to tell you to drink some water. So Melissa and Megan, while we're here. So just go drink some water if you're listening. I'm worried about your hydration.
Oh, that's right. You're always telling people to drink their water, as they should. Drink your water.
I know. It gives me the best satisfaction knowing every time on YouTube, I just call out a random name and someone that's watching is like, oh my God. It's just like, it just feels like it just like jumps out of the screen. And like, it just feels like I'm actually there. So I've always found. So Melissa and Megan, I apologize if I just made you jump a little bit, but I get a sick satisfaction from it. I might be the villain.
I love it. Am I the villain? Am I the problem? Is it me?
I was like, sometimes like, you know what? Growth is realizing you're the villain in somebody else's story.
Oh, let's not talk about that because.
Let's just pretend. Oh. Just cut. Let's
cut that out.
cut. Let's not dive into that.
Oh, it has been so fun having you on. I can't thank you enough for agreeing to be on here. And I seriously took so many insights from this. So I hope other people were able to get something. And if not, they were reminded to drink their water.
Exactly. That's all we got out of it. It's worth it. I just want to say thank you for everything you do. Like you're just such a light in the fitness community and like such a good role model. And even this podcast, that like some podcasts, it's just like, they leave you feeling icky and nothing gets them. It's just like, if you're listening to the news, for example, you leave it and you're like, oh, that was heavy. Whenever I listen to one of your podcasts, I'm like, oh, that was like replenished my cup. It's energy. And like, it makes you like want to go do things. So I just want to say like, keep doing it. And we appreciate you. And thank you for having me on.
Thank you. That is so sweet. Oh, I'm so glad people were seriously. Thank you. I'm glad people were able to listen to you and, you know, find your channel. Cause I agree. I think you are also like, I feel the same way about you, about being a light and just being so fun and happy and positive. And I love that you've experienced a lot of things and that you can talk about a lot of those things. Whereas you are a light for people who are younger, who are going through those things where, you know, sometimes we have to realize, oh, we go through these really tough experiences so that we can talk to other people and help other people through them. So I love that. And keep doing what you're doing. You want to go ahead?
Big sister energy.
Big sister energy. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
Usually my name. So Kelty O'Connor on Instagram, TikTok, if you want to see random content. But my main baby is YouTube. And so those would be my main ones. And there is a podcast coming soon. So a little insider sneak. It will be called Hitting the Bars. But when this goes live, I don't think it'll be live, but just I'll keep you posted on YouTube and Instagram when that
gets that's going to be awesome. Well.
So, and Brittany will be one of the first few guests. So.
Oh, wow.
please. I'm forcing her. I was like, hopefully. I say it on her podcast so she doesn't have a choice. I'm like, got her.
Oh, man. That's so exciting. Congrats. Yeah. You're going to be amazing. You're great to listen to, and you're so much fun. So I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you all next week. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save